right, I'm starting reading at verse 25 of Colossians chapter 1. Whereof I'm made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory and of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. What a powerful verse. Let's go to another one. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Not who, which strengtheneth me. So if you look at this and get a revelation, because I want you to really get a revelation of this anointing, that we're talking about Christ, which is not Jesus' last name. It means the anointed one and his anointing. Now, we're talking about the anointing and what it is. One man said, I don't know what it is, but I sure know what it ain't. What he was talking about is when he gets up preaching and goes the wrong way and the anointing lifts, he can tell the absence of that anointing. Because that anointing is God's power on human flesh to do what only God can do.